listening to Book Nerds. Hello and welcome everybody to episode number 10 of Book Nuts. This is your podcast where we talk about books, obviously, if you can tell by the name. We listen to them in audiobook format, but you don't have to. You can read them, you can enjoy it, and everything like that. We're going to talk about the book at a high level. We'll give you a spoiler alert before we talk any spoilers. So if you want to continue on, continue on. If not, not. If you stop before the spoiler, the only thing you're going to miss in the show is the spoilers. No comments or anything like that. So as always, I'm with my partner. I've said this once. I've said it again. He's a true friend to me. Mr. That's a capital M and a capital R. Jonathan Nadeau. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
Good, how's it going? I just had a slight technical difficulty, but I think I fixed it just in time.
Okay, after I said that, I kind of paused for a second. I said, was I hitting the right button this whole time? That wouldn't be the first time, so.
No, I just did some magical cable switching and pulling out, so I did it just in time. So we're good to go. I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Weather is getting nice down here in Texas right now, so getting a lot of that done. So the latest thing on the farm here is I got some chicken eggs in the incubator. I got 35 going in there.
Very cool, very cool. It's warming up here. It's like 50 degrees, so we're rocking and rolling up here too.
That's good. Yeah, we've been in the 70s for daytime high for the last week or two. And, well, there's been a day here and there that's been a little cooler in the 60s. Nighttime's been in the 40s, so that's kind of nice because I don't have to stay up very late in the greenhouse anymore. So as long as the temperature's above 40, I do not have to have a fire in the greenhouse, which means I can go to bed at a normal time instead of like 12, 1 in the morning.
Do you use like a sort of like a wood stove in the greenhouse to keep it warm?
Yes. I built a double barrel stove, and it just fires in the bottom barrel and the heat goes to the top barrel, so you get double the amount of heat before it goes out, and it kind of comes a little cleaner too because it just burns more. So yeah, so it, even on really, really cold nights, if I mean talking real cold nights here is like in the teens, as long as I stoke that up about 12:30, I'm pretty good, because as soon as the sun comes out, obviously it's gonna start heating the greenhouse up.
Yeah. I mean, if you're dropping 30 degrees, it'll bounce back up when the sun comes back out. So,
exactly. Like today, I just checked before we start, and it's middle. It's about noon here, and it's 68 outside right now. And the greenhouse, let me check the temperature, is 87. So it gets warm in there.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. So, okay, enough about that. Let's get into this books. This one, we're actually going to be talking about two books. This is a series of six books. And all of these are on Patio Books. And I did get an email, if you listened to the Tweener episode a while ago, somebody wanted to say, hey, give some more free books out there. You know, some free, it doesn't necessarily have to be free as in beer. Yeah, like BSD free, but free as in, let's say, Linux. Use it at your will, you just don't own it. How does that sound?
Yo, hey.
Exactly. But basically, what it is they're on Patio Books, and the good is a series of six books. If you get them, grab all of them, because you're just going to mow through them. I mowed through them all in about 3 or 4 days. I have more time than normal to listen to them, but each, don't you think, before you say the name of the title, each book you think's what, about 8-10 hours?
It's hard for me to say. I can say each book on average was about 15 tracks, give or take. So,
okay,
that
that sounds about right. So, but basically what it is it's a series by Nathan Lowell, and it's quarter share, half share. The whole thing is quarter share, half share, full share, double share, captain's share, and owner's share. Basically, it's about it's the Trader Tales of the Solar Clipper. That's the name of the whole series. So, and the whole series kind of revolves around a character by the name of Ishmael Wong in this here. So it's a good series. I first learned about the series from Chess Griffin from Linux Reality way back. One of his first episodes said he was listening to it, and I did listen to them back then, but I was so long ago that as I listen to him now, I pretty much forgot everything. I remembered some big things, but that was about it. So I fully enjoyed listening to this again. So right now we're talking about the first two, quarter share and half share. Anything you want to add about right here?
No, I really enjoyed them. I got sick last weekend, and I mowed through all six books. I got hooked. We'll get into the second book. You kind of mentioned it to me before I read something about the second book. We'll get into that, but I thought it was a great series. I was a fan of it. I liked how it just kind of flowed. Like, there wasn't anything I would say nothing like terribly exciting. Like, it was exciting enough to keep reading it, but the way that it's written, you really felt like you knew this Ishmael Wong, and you became his friend along the way.
Yeah, the only thing I was disappointed at is if the final book, he kind of gives a postlog, or I guess I should just say that little thing saying, hey, it's the last book, but I'm probably going to do some novellas about Ishmael Wong. And he hasn't yet, and that's been about 10 years. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I know. I heard that too. I was like, ooh, and I started looking around, but I didn't find anything. So I was like, ah, shoot, he hasn't done anything yet. But yeah, I'm a definite fan of Ishmael Wong. He was a great character.
Yeah, you definitely get to know Ishmael very well. So we're going to talk about Quarter Share and Half Share, the first two books, non-spoilers. And then we're going to go talk about spoilers, and then we'll talk about spoilers for those two books. So the first one is basically he is just graduating, quote, high school, going to go to college. His mom worked for a university that was on this planet. And basically how the system worked is a company and or university and or whatever might own the whole planet. So she was actually a professor on this planet. He really didn't want to go to college, but it was just one of those things. He didn't know what he wanted to do, so he said, I'll just go to college. Well, shortly before college started, his mom and her boyfriend actually killed, and they call it a flitter crash, basically a little tiny spacecraft that was basically like their cars. Well, she had a little life insurance, but at the time the whole company owned planet took out for the damaging of the fields. I think it was wine or grape fields because they made wine, I think, there. And yeah, they took all this out. He basically had no money. He had enough money for about 2 or 3 months, and he was done. And so his mom was killed. He didn't know what he had wanted to do. So the only thing he really did is he kind of went, and basically his choices were he was going to get booted off the planet, of your planet of record. So he just got booted off to another planet, which was worse than his, and with nothing, which means he would have been a debtor, and that or join the military, and he didn't want to join the military. So he kind of lucked out and went to a local little hall, and it would be probably the equivalent to today's, where you go to the ships and you go to the docks and you sign up to be a laborer. That's what he did, only these were long trips that went out, and they just traded stuff planet to planet, and they did different runs. And it's called Quarter Share, Half Share, Full Share. It was after a successful run, they determined the profit, and in the profit, there was so much they calculated out where what was one share. And so he got a quarter of one of those shares as a bonus to his pay. So it was in the employee's interest to keep things running smooth, keep things running well, and to make sure they made more of those shares, which means they made more money.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things too with Ishmael, you know, going to this hall to, you know, to join the ships, he had no life. That they call them spacers, where, you know, you grew up in a family of people that just travel on ships all the time. He was not what they would call a spacer. They call him a land rat, actually. And so for him to be able to even get this quarter share job at the hall was almost like a miracle of its own, because he had no one like pulling for him or trying to help him out. And the lady at the counter just seemed to like him, and she took a liking to him. And all of a sudden, boom, a job comes up. And she hooked Ishmael up with the job and got him off the planet. Because like Tracy said, he was essentially being like evicted from the planet. Like once his mom passed away, like he had no more, I don't want to say legal reasons, but basically with her dead, he didn't belong on the planet anymore. So he had to leave, but he had like pretty much no money. So he was stuck between a rock and a hard place. And like I said, this lady took a liking to him at the hall and got him a job, and he ended up getting on his first ship.
Yeah, and the ship was called the Solar Clipper. It was a Solar Clipper called the Lois McKendrick. The Lois McKendrick.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically he gets on that, and it's a story about him just basically without any spoilers, him fitting in and kind of just doing his job well. And as he's trying to... You can take tests to move up ranks and to do different jobs. And he didn't even know what he was doing when he got this job. He got on and accepted him. He didn't care. He got on and they put him up, and basically he's in front of the captain and kind of like, okay, or no, it was the first mate, basically, and said, okay, here's what you're doing. It was actually in the chow hall. So he had no idea what he was going to be doing. So he ended up working in the chow hall right away.
Yeah, he was, you know, I would assume that he was pretty much at like the bottom of the rung, you know, like there is four sections. There's the chow hall, like Tracy was saying, then you can be like an engineer, or you can be an environmental where you control basically like the environment within the ship, like the water and air, you know, and all that stuff. And then I can't remember what the fourth one was. I think it was called systems, where you kind of worked with like the computers and stuff. So those were the four kind of sections you could work in. And so he was a quarter share within the cooking hall. And I'm assuming that's pretty much, you can't get lower than that.
Yeah. He meets his friend Pip, and it people think other things are always lower, because he actually used to be in, I think, environmental, wasn't he? Or was he in the engines? Well, I think environmental was engines, and I think it was one category that covered the environmentals and the engines. And I think Pip worked in the engine on another ship before he transferred into the kitchen here.
Yeah, I believe so. I think Pip was... I don't know if they would say he was a troubled person, but the one ship was looking to unload him, and then the Lois was looking to unload someone else, and they kind of got together and traded employees with each other.
Exactly. So that's basically the first one, without giving any spoilers, kind of setting up. Anything more you want to say about before non-spoilers?
Not that I can think of. I mean, you basically with Quarter Share, you just kind of get to know Ishmael, and him and Pip, you know, become friends, and you get to see what Ishmael does, you know, being on a ship, never having traveled on one or worked on one or whatever, and you get to see his adventure begin.
Exactly. You know, he meets Big Bad Bev.
Exactly.
Exactly. You'll know that. And you're going to think, oh, that kind of sounds boring. It's like Jonathan summed it up right away. It's nothing full action, jump up and down, but it's a book that kind of has you from start to finish and wanting more.
Yeah, it really just flowed nicely. Like it didn't get too descriptive on parts that didn't matter, but there's just enough action and just enough interest or intrigue with things going on the ship to keep you going.
Exactly. And the author, Jonathan Lowell, is Patio Books. There's another one he has that's out there that I want to listen to, because I like, it's called South Coast.
Oh yeah, I downloaded that, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, so I want to listen to that, because I'd like you said, I like his style of writing, and I'm hoping it's another series.
I think there might be more, but I think there's only one available on Patio Books, I think.
Yeah, so South Coast, and I'm looking on his website now, and it says the next one is Cape Grace, so I got a feeling that's part of the series coming out.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, you know, definitely check it out, listen to it, and I guess we're going to kind of give an overview of Half Share right now too then, right, Tracy?
Exactly. Before we go on, we're going to give an overview of Half Share before we get into spoilers, okay? Half Share picks off where Quarter Share takes off. This really doesn't ruin anything. He gets promoted, and he gets to environmental. So he gets to the environmental section, and to be honest, out of all six Half Share, the second one, by far was my least favorite. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
We'll go why, and I think me and Jonathan had kind of said the same thing in the spoiler section. But again, it just continues on where Quarter Share left off, except now he's making a half share. And the whole kind of theme of this book towards also is a couple of problems they're having on the ship. And the captain and them are trying to kind of push him to go to the academy to become an officer.
Yeah, the captain of the ship that Ishmael is on, she has a knack for seeing things within people, like, you know, just being able to point out or discover, you know, talented people, hardworking people. And she feels Ishmael is one of these people. And so she's really encouraging him to go to the academy because she just feels like he should be doing more with his life than he currently is.
Yeah, and everybody she has recommended has went to the academy and has passed with flying colors. So she's really wanting to push him because, yeah, she's a good captain. And I think her family has something to do with the academy, too. Her dad has something to do with the academy, I forgot. So it's, yes, getting kind of pushed in there. But basically, it's about... When we say one, it's his journey of learning space, different stuff he's doing, advancing in his careers, and just going on.
Yeah, I guess, you know, this half share was like a little slower paced. And, you know, when you read quarter share, like, that was great. But then half share doesn't have that. I guess it's maybe the same pace, but there's not enough kind of, I don't want to say action, but not enough kind of intrigue to kind of really keep pushing it forward. Like, you definitely get to know him better, and you see him kind of turn into, because don't forget, when Ishmael joins the boat in Quarter Life, he's like 18. So in Half Life, you start to see him sort of kind of turn into an adult or sort of become a man or whatever. And so there's kind of, I think that's what Half Share to me was kind of about. Like, you got to see Ishmael kind of come into his own in a sense, I think.
Exactly. And half the book actually takes place in one port, what they call port.
Yeah, because when the ships are traveling, you know, through the, you know, space, they hit these different planet sites, and all ships, you know, dock on these ports. It's, you know, picture even just like boats within the water. And then there's every port has like various levels of like restaurants and bars, and, you know, essentially picture like a 9 to 18 level mall essentially is at every port.
Exactly. And the only really thing you pick up besides that is Brillo, another person that you get to meet in this, becomes, besides Bev and Pip, Brillo becomes kind of a main character too.
And there's one other girl, I think her name's Christine or Christina, I think that there was one other girl.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It was Bev, Brillo, and like Christine. There's three girls that kind of were throughout half share.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Anything else before we get into the spoiler section?
That's about it, I believe.
Okay, like we says, you can stop listening here if you don't want any spoilers. And if you have any questions, comments, concern, just email at tracy@podnuts.com. If you want to go to Jonathan, let me know, and I'll forward it right to Jonathan there. Again, we're going to talk about spoiler. If you don't mind, keep on listening to the spoilers right here. But any last words before we continue on?
Don't forget to go to podnuts.com/Amazon.
Yes, you can buy these books there. I saw them, yes, because they're all available on Kindle, so you're ready to go. Okay, spoiler. I still haven't got a drop sound. I need to get that, so, you know, something. But, yeah. Okay, book is good. The first book, spoiling the first one, I really liked the first book. What kind of got me was I liked how when he went and that you were talking about the lady in the hall helped him get the job. She said, "You remind me of my nephew." And you find out later his best friend, Pip, is her nephew.
Yeah. So,
and Pip is actually kind of, quote, quote, on the run from his family who thinks he's at the academy because they're a spacer.
Right.
Now, anybody can become a captain. You can just buy a ship and become a captain. But if you want people to work for you, Because you have to take a test, kind of like a driver's license test. You have to take a captain's test. You can just go, and most spacers said, you know, if you're in there, you can pass that after a little while. But it's going to get really hard to get people working for you unless you have the academy behind you as a captain. So most even little independent crews still have, something gone to the academy. So his family actually thinks he's in the academy, but he's actually, because he has a hard time taking tests, so he does not want to go to the academy.
Yeah, and another thing that I wasn't sure if we should have mentioned this, if it would have gave it too much away in the book, but you know, when these guys like Ishmael and Pip and any of the other, you know, workers on the ship, they can actually take part in personal trading, so they can get artifacts or whatever from different planets, and when they travel to other planets, they can then sell those things for a profit. And Pip actually comes from a family of traders, so that's what Pip is trying to do while he's working on this ship. When Ishmael meets him, he's getting these various items from one planet and then bringing them to another planet where they're a rarity and then selling them for a profit.
Yeah, each level you're at work in quarter share, half share, you get a weight allowance. And as you go up, you get more weight. And as a quarter share, you don't get much weight. So you don't have a lot. So you have to have, pick and choose what you want, because part of that weight has to include your clothes, you know, your work clothes, your shoes, all your personal items. So as long as you meet your quote weight, and every time you leave the ship, you're weighed with your stuff, and you come on, you're weighed with your stuff, and it's either added or subtracted the weight to your allowance.
Yeah, and I guess before we can go further down this trail, but before we do that, the one thing I like about Ishmael and throughout all of the books, he's always someone that takes initiative. And so when he first gets onto the ship, and he meets the guy leading the kitchen, and they call him Cookie, and so they meet him, and Pip's like, hey, you know, hi, my name's Pip, whatever. Hey, do you like coffee? And Ishmael's like, oh yeah, I love coffee. So they give him a cup, and he describes it, he's like, it's this oily, gross, like brown sludge, and he sips a little bit, and he's like, you know, and Cookie's like, oh, what do you think of the coffee? He's like, it's terrible. He's like, this is just disgusting coffee. And Cookie's like, well, then do something about it. He's like, okay. So then he notices all the coffee makers are like wicked dirty. So he cleans them all out. He looks at what they have for coffee on the ship, and instead of using the pre-ground stuff, he grinds it himself. And then so he cleans out all the coffee, grinds the coffee himself, finds like the perfect mixture of like beans to water, and then makes a cup and then gives it to the Cookie, and he's like, this is fantastic. And you find out towards, you know, the middle or end of the book that Cookie did that as a test to see like what Ishmael would do about it. He wanted to see, you know, is this guy going to take initiative, or is he just going to kind of ho-hum and just kind of go with the flow?
Exactly. And you realize like most places, and it is true in the military, coffee's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. So yes, exactly. So basically the first book kind of is after Pip, his friend, kind of gets jumped and lost some of his stuff he's been trying to trade, found out that some of the other crew are doing this too, so they try to open up a co-op where basically when they get to the port and they're there for a couple days, they trade off, and don't want to get too many details, where they trade off working at the stand and they can sell their goods, because every port has a flea market. And obviously each flea market's a little different because each planet's a little different and has a little different supplies. So, and you find out Pip has a sense of big things, what's good, what's bad, and this, that. But Ishmael, or Ish, as they call him most of the time, has an eye, just a knack for walking down and saying, ooh, that's going to sell good. And then they get with Pip about weight and this and that, and Pip also tries to help out. He finds out there's a container on the ship that's empty, and I don't think this will ruin it. And they kept on saying, well, what would you put in it, the captain and everything, if you had it in the first mate, if you had your chances? So he's saying, so I found out later that they were actually using his projections.
Yeah, yeah. The captain was like, let's say you had an empty cargo container. What would you do with it? Because they realized, like, okay, because at first people thought Pip was like this screw up, but they then found out he was actually a smart trader, and he had this own programming device on his tablet where he could like project prices going higher or lower and know like, okay, we can buy low here but sell high there. And so the captain was intrigued, and Pip said, well, if I had an empty cargo, I would get this. And they'd be like, really, why? And he'd explain why. And before he knew it, they saw on, you know, on their tablet, like, hey, there's an empty cargo bin in the ship. Does that ever happen? And he's like, no. He's like, there's no way they're going to follow, you know, what I recommended. And lo and behold, the ship started making tons of money through, you know, Pip's projections, and the whole crew was sharing on those profits. So that was pretty cool to see that happening.
Exactly. Well, and Ish didn't really know what he wanted to do. And he kept on saying, you know, I still don't know what I want to do. He says, I like the space life, but I don't know what I want to do. So most people just start taking tests, whatever they're in. Like when he starts off in the kitchen, I think they called it a steward. That's basically like your kitchen people that clean, and people that kind of watch the doors in and out. And there's four main departments. Well, people always take the tests to move up. Just because you pass the test doesn't mean you move up. There has to be an opening too. So people always just take the test. Like if you're in a steward, they just take the half share, the quarter share, you know, they're the half test and the full share to move up in their rank. Well, Ishmael wants to be a full in all four, so because he doesn't know what he wants to do. So, and you find out later he's an awesome test taker. He can read something really good, and this reminds me of my wife. She can read something and kind of, as long as it's not too long in the past, she can go back and kind of read it in her mind of what the book said. So that's kind of what he does. So he's just starting to ace these tests. He took two half share tests the first time they had a test.
Yeah, because he was like, well, I don't want to ever be in the position again where I'm going to be stuck on this planet, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to have a job. So I'm just going to try testing out of every possible position, because what happens is when, if you're qualified, you pass the test for, you know, whatever position, then if that position opens up on another ship, then you can just switch to that other ship if there's an open position. So he's looking at it as almost like job security, in a sense where he's like, well, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I'm going to take every test. And like Tracy said, he's just really good at taking tests. And the captains thought he was crazy, because they were just like, well, that's not what everyone does. Everyone will just stick with one thing and test out of it. And he's like, well, yeah, but if I do it my way, then I'll have more opportunity. And they're like, yeah, I guess so. And before he knew it, you know, he found out that usually people that like get qualified and everything basically end up becoming captains.
Yeah, because there's only two people that they've known that does it, was the captain and the first mate. Right. And you first meet about this first mate that's really strict and hard, but find out later that everybody likes him and he's probably the best first mate you could ever have.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, that's the first one. The second, any last thing on the first one, spoiler-wise?
No, I think we covered everything with the quarter share.
Okay. Number two, half share. Like we said, this was my least favorite one in the series. And I'm going to sum this book up in one or two sentences. It, like Jonathan said, it's a book about him becoming a man. And this kind of is going to sound mean, but it's still worth listening to. If you listen to this series and you listen to half share and you're like, continue on. I think each book gets better, in my opinion, if you just take number two out, the half share.
Yeah, absolutely.
So keep on going. But this whole book is basically about him becoming a man, buying a set of clothes, and having sex. That's about kind of sums it up.
Yeah, that's, you know, and you learn more about the co-op that they formed on the, you know, various flea markets and stuff that they opened up. But I mean, really, that's kind of about it. He ended up getting this invitation to this like really, really famous clothes designer, tailor, I can't remember his, Henri Awabaye or something like that was his name. And he ended up getting this like really fancy clothes, and it kind of transformed and gave him this, you know, confidence or whatever. And, you know, he ended up meeting this girl, and, you know, they did their thing, and, you know, and so it's, like I said, you get to know Ishmael more, and you get to kind of see him be transformed, because he does kind of turn into a different person at that point. It gives a little more confidence or whatever, but it's you could probably skip this book and read the rest. You're not really missing too much, I think, in my opinion, but it's still worth listening to, I guess, but just be prepared.
Yeah, it's in this book, he does get promoted and he moves to the environmental section. And you find a little more about environmentals, about Brillo and everything like that. And Brillo comes to effect later, a little bit, not really, I guess, but, and about something major happens on the ship in the environmentals, where they're going to lose all their oxygen, or the carbon dioxide is building up. They kind of find out later what happens, and Ish kind of solves that. And then you kind of find out at the end where, actually him and Pip both are going to the academy. So, and then when they were leaving on the academy, they were actually meeting up with Pip's family to take them to the academy, and to find out Big Bag Bev and Brillo are both going to the academy too. So they kind of surprised them. They're going to the academy at the same time.
Yeah, because Ish thought he was leaving everyone. They had like a going away party, and then he knew Pip was going, so they both boarded his family ship. But before they left, Bev and Brillo showed up. He's like, "What are you guys doing?" And they're like, "Oh, we're going to the academy." He's like, "You knew you were going this whole time?" And they're like, "Yeah." And so he was pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, and this won't ruin anything. If you go to half share, then you go to full share. They don't show much about the academy between basically just the first 10-20 minutes of the audiobook talk about the academy. It's about when he becomes an officer, basically the full share one. But
yeah,
it's kind of funny about the next one. I hate to spoil the next one a little bit, but when they're talking about, he says, you know, because they all have to take like some kind of fighting technique of one form or another, and this one teacher's like, you know, you have the fighting fortitude of like a wet noodle or something like that. So I forgot what he takes. Tai Chi,
exactly.
Yeah, basically, because it's more about balance and leverage and everything and inner peace than anything else. So, but to find out the Tai Chi teacher's there is probably one of the best masters in all the universe. So
yeah, exactly.
So I kind of zapped, but I just like that. I had to throw that in for a kind of a funny spoiler about getting dogged out. So yeah. So anything else about Half Share before we continue on?
I think that's it.
Well, that's good. Again, this is Quarter Share and Half Share. We did two books by Nathan Lowell. Good. Again, if you can go to Patio Books, download them all free. Doesn't cost you a dime. If you want to, you can go buy the books. They're all available on Kindle. You can buy a hard copy too. If you do, go to podness.com/Amazon to help out this out. And again, anybody listen to this, stop right now. Every time I say that, I think of Meatloaf. You know, stop right now. I got to know right now. Will you love me? Okay, I'm not going to sing for anybody. But that's in my head. But yeah, but stop right now. Go by the door and come back. Okay, now that you bothered him, we can finish the episode. I just want to thank everybody for listening to this and to downloading it and coming on the next book. And the next book, I almost forgot to say this. We forgot to put it in earlier. The next book we're going to talk about is The Last Templar by Raymond Curry. K-H-O-U-R-Y. The Last Templar by Raymond Curry. So do appreciate everybody listening to this, and thanks for downloading. Any last words, Jonathan?
No, thank you, and see you later.
All right, thanks, everybody.